Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday. Y'all know what? It is Millionaire Monday. It is Multi-Millionaire Monday. How about that? It is Miraculous Monday. It is Turn It Up Monday. Listen, horny, 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 horny. I want to first tell you this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. Once you taste Gumba Rum, you'll never, ever, ever forget it, baby. It's infused with vanilla and infused with coconut. There is two. One is silver and one is gold honey. For all your rum libation needs, go to GumbaRum.com. Today is May the 9th, 2022. 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And y'all know the Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe. Do have members in East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patori. Listen. He did his studio album, his debut album, Studio 3311, on last year. He is still doing very, very, very well. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Fierce Nation, I really appreciate y'all. Y'all really do appreciate y'all. Y'all got your acts together. I tell you, I have been sweating bullets for a long time, but I sure want to appreciate y'all. Now, listen. I also want to say thank you to all international listeners, everyone that's listening from the Netherlands, Ireland, India, and the UK, and Germany. I really appreciate y'all listening in daily. Thank you so very much. Now, let me tell y'all something. Fierce Nation is really something. Now, y'all know what? We so close. Fierce Nation, they call my mom Granny. They call her Granny. I say, oh, ain't that so sweet and so lovely? That's they little Granny. I say, oh, my Lord. You know, it's nothing wrong with being nice. Ain't nothing wrong with being nice. It ain't going to hurt you. Listen, let me tell y'all something. It's nothing wrong with being nice to people. You know, you can draw folks sweeter with sugar. Be sweet like sugar. You know what I mean? Be sweet. Be nice. Okay. Now, before I get into all of that and the life lessons, I do have a musical showcase and a musical salute on today for two artists. One is Donnie Gamayo. We got some music. Listen. And Maya Money. So listen, I got some really, really good hot stuff. Now, the first number that's coming up is Upturn by Donnie Gamayo. You're going to enjoy it. And I got a special treat. Got a special treat for you all. I was telling y'all about the young lady that came on the show, Trina L., and the selection that got put on. She has a sound. Her music is used as a soundtrack on CSI New York. And I'm going to play it for y'all to give y'all an idea. You know, because a lot of times people always ask, is this a hit song? Did I do it? You know, is this a hit song? So listen, I'm going to play the song so y'all get to hear what she did. Now, I ain't saying duplicate what she did, but I'm going to show you the level of professionalism of how she put out this single and what happened for her. So listen. Now, the first song that's coming up is called Upturn by Donnie Gamayo. Last name is G-A-M-E-O, Donnie Gamayo. This is Upturn, Upturn, Upturn. Take a listen. We'll be right back. All right. That is Upturn by the artist Johnny Gamayo. I love that. You know, it's really nice to have instrumental music. It's so refreshing, you know, and it keeps you grounded. Did y'all know that? Did y'all know that inspirational and instrumental music can keep you grounded? Yes, it can. Listen. Now, let me tell y'all something really, really quick before I get to the next song. Now, one thing about instrumental music, it helps you to clear out. It does. It helps you to clear out. It helps you clear out your energy, help you to get rid of any toxicity, get rid of it. And so why I say that? Because when you're listening to instrumental music, that's really great for meditation. You know, you can get focused, refocus, and recenter yourself. And it is really a great tool to do that. So that number was Upturn. Now, listen, I was telling y'all earlier. Now, I'm going to get to this. I was telling you guys earlier about Trina L. had came on the show. This was some time ago. Now, this is a long time ago, but still, she's still getting a ka-ching because anytime you got music playing on a show like CSI New York or Law & Order, whatever TV show that you got music on, of course, you're going to get those royalties on and on. It might be on for that particular episode, whether it's episode in season one, episode two, whatever. You know, the reruns keep going and the music keep going. You keep getting paid. So listen, you be on a soundtrack for that particular episode, you still going to get paid over and over and over and over and over again, honey. Y'all know how royalties work. I ain't got to explain to you. So listen, now this is the song. It's called Stutter. That's featured on CSI New York. Now, I want you guys to take a listen to this and listen at the level of professionalism on this soundtrack. Take a listen. Y'all stuttered like she's saying stutter in that song. Woo! Lord, honey, you got some hot cakes. You got some hot cakes. Listen, them cakes is hotter than IHOP pancakes. You know what I mean? If you done met up with somebody and the energy is that sizzling hot where they got you stuttering, honey, you better stay with them for your entire internal life. You know what I mean? Because that is some hot sizzling stuff that's hotter than IHOP pancakes, babe. Listen. I saw a video on YouTube, not YouTube, but on Facebook. The young girl, one of the girls that did a video on TikTok. Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to play this next song because I have one more artist. I got the music I'm going to play, Drowning. The artist's name is Maya Monae, M-O-N-E-E. But listen, she just got together. She met her new friend man. She met a new friend man. Now, I don't know nothing about how long it's been dating. None of that. Don't know none of that. So anyway, but we do network together. But I ain't never met in person. Make this plain. So listen, she had a video on Facebook that she had did on TikTok about her friend. And she had on, it was so funny. She had on there, this is the way I act every time he called, and she just passes out. She passes out. Now, y'all know what? See, things like that still happen in the daytime. You can meet somebody when he goes, hello, and she passes out. She says she passes out every time he just say hello on the telephone. Now, that's some kind of electricity. That's some kind of energy. That is some kind of connection. Them kind of connections, I'm like, whoa, Lord, honey. If I meet somebody and I got a connection like that and this is not, you better believe I'm going to keep on talking. You know, and it ain't hard for me to do. It's not hard for me to keep on talking. Can y'all tell? So anyway, I am never really lost for words. I always got something to say, honey. So listen, when y'all out and about and you meet somebody, you know, be careful, be safe and everything. But honey, if you feel that... If you feel that electricity, you better find something to say to keep the conversation moving. You know what I mean? I tell you what's true. One time I was in Jules. And this was during the pandemic and everything, during the height of the pandemic. And listen, I'm in Jules, and the Jules were real crazy, and everybody was in there trying to get their toilet paper and everything like that. And this dude was in the aisle. Tall dude. And we had our mask on and everything. I really couldn't see his face clearly. But I passed by him. I'm just this kind of person. I don't know what it is, but I've always been this way. Walked by him, and I said, whoa, I felt that. And so then I looked. I said, ooh, honey, you a tall drink of water. And you, I'm telling you, that boy started laughing, and he just about peed all over himself. I said, oh, Lord, today. I said, I ain't going to mess with you no more. I got to get on up out of here. But for real, I really did. I had to say something. You know, I pass people. You know, I ain't scared of people. You know what I mean? So let me just play this song. Now, this song is called Drowning. The artist is Maya, M-I-A, Maya. Now, y'all take a listen. This is Drowning.
Lot of sound, I'm a place, but don't push me around. I'm a trading for your wait a minute. Take a step back, you should really just say, forgive me like that, then I'm the bad guy. If I swing back, how whack is that? I let them in and made a big mistake. All over the place. You got a problem, you can never replace me. But that don't change the fact that I'm lonely. Don't let me drown.
Y'all know what? That song's kind of deep. That song's kind of deep. Really, on the real, that song's kind of deep. I was listening very intensely. I really was. I was actively listening. Sometimes we don't actively listen to music. And she was saying, don't let me drown. You know, it's like, listen, I got two life lessons out of that song. I'm going to tell y'all the real meaning of that sound, that song. I'm going to tell you something about that particular song, Drowning. If you're in a circle of people and they see you going in a way where you're going to drown and nobody reaches out to save you, that ain't your circle, boo. That ain't your circle, cheering. That ain't your circle. You need to find a new circle of people, because if you drowning, no matter, drowning can mean a lot of different things. You might be drowning, you know, and quick people ain't quick to save you financially. You know, you sometimes got to work that out on your own self. But really, if you got some true blue friends or true, as they say, ride or die, friends or family, whatever, you know, and you get in a situation, they pull you out, you know, that's your circle. But not just for the money. But listen, you could be drowning financially. You could be drowning mentally. You could be drowning emotionally. If you don't have nobody in your circle to pull you up and keep you from drowning, it's not wrong with your circle, baby. It's not wrong with your circle. Somebody needs to be replaced real fast. You know, you got to get the axe out, and you got to cut that loose, and you got to do some healing up in your circle. And the healing is to cut them off and get somebody else. Because, listen, you don't need to have nobody around you that ain't helping you to survive. You know what I mean? Not survive every day, but y'all know what I mean. That's going to pull you up, you know, help you swim. You know what I mean? Sometimes we get down, and I see it's more now and then, but it's a whole lot that's going on in the world. And listen. Now, this song, Drowning. Now, I really don't like these kind of stories, but really, it reminds me of a young lady that I went to school with. She went to my school. Now, this is a long time. She went to my school and my church. We went to high school together, graduated, and then years later, she ended up at the same church where I was going. So, now, listen. Now, this story have a tragic end. Y'all prepare yourself. This young lady had a circle of people, her friends. She thought they was her friends. She thought these girls was her friend. Now, this is a true story. I ain't making this up. True story. She thought these girls was her friend. They always went out together. They hung together. You hear me? They hung together. They ate together. They went out to the club together. They did everything together. Now, one particular night, they was out. They was taking the train home. You know what they did? They pushed that girl out in front of the train and killed her. Yes, they did. Now, this was her circle of friends. This was her ride or die. Her ride or die circle. The train was coming. The L train was coming. They pushed that girl in front of the train, and they killed her. You hear what I'm saying? I don't know if them girls ever got caught. I don't know what, but I'm telling you, that lady is not in this world no more because of that. Her circle of friends. So, listen. Your circle of friends, you better know who you hanging out with. You hear me? Now, I don't like them kind of story, but that it really did happen. And I'm telling you, It's just tragic. It's tragic. Listen, so you got to know who you're hanging out with. Yeah, no, you really got to know people before you start calling them your ride or die, and this is your circle of people. So listen, you want people that's going to help you to swim and not drown, and certainly not push you in the water to make you drown. You don't want that. Now listen, ooh, that's some rough life lesson, but it's on the real. I got to get on up out of here. I am out of time, but guess what? I get to come back later on, do it all over again, have another special musical salute and a musical showcase for the artist Maya. Going to be doing it up all over again later on today. Now, y'all be good.
You motivated.